What's the matter with the darn thing? Why won't it work?
Oh, shoot. Shoot, I don't know. It just won't work, that's all. I tried it a dozen times and nothing's happened.
Yeah, let's have a look at it here. What's this handle for?
That releases the compressed air. You see, you put the gunpowder cartridge in here.
Mm-hmm.
Then you light the fuse and pull this handle, mm-hmm. and the compressed air shoots the cartridge up into the sky where it explodes.
And is that supposed to make it rain?
I thought it would.
Yeah, I wish you'd hurry up and get here with that gunpowder. Maybe we'll have a chance to try it out again before Judge Ellis gets here.
Oh, shucks. It's no use. It's no use. It won't work. I guess I'm just a failure, Mr. Winterbottom. A failure. I guess I deserve to go to jail. Mm-hmm. Only I hate to drag you and Mr. Peters into this.
Yes, well, you're not going to jail. We'll get this dad-darn contraption to working yet. Wheel her over here where I can get a better light on it.
Yeah, well, that's good, that's good.
What time did Judge Ellis say he'd be in here?
He didn't say, but the court order gave me 48 hours to demonstrate it, and that's up at 2 o'clock.
What time is it now?
It's almost 2 now. Oh, gosh, what am I going to do?
Darn ebb anyhow. He must be making that gunpowder something. Send him on an errand. Oh, I reckon that's him now. Go let him in.
Hello, Smith.
Hello, Judge.
You better close the door if you want to keep that crowd out.
Oh, howdy, Judge. Listen, Judge. Something's happened to Hector's machine. It won't work. You won't send him to jail, will you, Judge? You wouldn't do that. He didn't mean to cheat nobody, did you, Hector?
Oh, gee, well, because I wouldn't do that. I thought it would work, and...
There you are, Judge. Why, Hector's honest as the day is long. You wouldn't send him to jail just because a darn machine won't work. You'll let him off, won't you?
Well, Zeb, I haven't anything to say about that. It isn't I that send people to jail. The law. The man breaks the law... Then the law says he must be punished.
Yes, but Hector didn't do nothing. Nothing bad, I mean. Just made a mistake. Thought his idea would work, and it don't. The law don't punish a fellow just for making a mistake, does he?
It's not quite as simple as that, Zeb. You see, Hector accepted money that was sent to him in a letter. And that letter was so worded that when he did accept the money, he virtually guaranteed that the machine would work. And if the machine doesn't work, well, that's obtaining money under false pretense. Fraud.
But it ain't. He didn't mean to cheat nobody.
I know he had no intention of cheating anyone.
Well, then can't you let him off?
Zeb, Mr. Mortimer, who sent Hector the money, has filed a complaint. As a citizen, Mr. Mortimer is entitled to the protection which the law provides. I've got to see the machine demonstrated. And then if the machine doesn't work, and Mortimer still insists on redress, Hector will have to be placed under arrest.
Oh, gosh. Hector.
See here, Hector. Did you spend all that $5,000 in building this machine?
Yes. Every cent of it, Judge.
Isn't there some way you can raise $5,000 to repay Mortimer?
Oh, no. Gosh, I can't raise any money at all.
Now, wait a minute, Tim. Me and Eb's got little money in the bank. There may be close to $1,000. Hector can have that.
No, gee whiz, I couldn't take it.
That wouldn't satisfy Mortimer, Zeb. Besides, well, you may be needing that money. How soon are you going to be ready to demonstrate the machine?
Well, we're waiting for Eb to fetch some powder and just you... Oh, wait a second, easy. Here.
Oh, George.
Hello, Flint.
Where, Smith? I hope you're ready to make it rain. Not feeling so cheerful now, are you? Well, I warned you. And I have a notion that you're going to have a good long time to think over my warning. About 10 years.
The court will decide on that point, Mr. Flint.
Oh, of course, Your Honor. I didn't mean to infer that.
Listen, and you're not wanted in here nohow. Go on, get outside.
Now, you see here, my man. I'm not used to being ordered around like that. And I might warn you that you're
going to... Did it ever occur to you, Flint, that there's a law against making threats as well as perpetrating a fraud?
Well, since you stand so much on the law, Your Honor, perhaps you will order this machine taken outside and demonstrated.
I've already attended to that. The machine will be tested at 2:00.
Well, it's 3 minutes of two right now.
And I think you and I can spend that 3 minutes outside. Come on.
All right. But if that machine isn't in outside in 3 minutes, well, I'm making no threats, but lots of luck, Smith.
Oh, gosh, gee, well, the curse, gosh. It's all up with me now.
No, it ain't, Hector. Why, that darn contraption might work this time. I wonder what in tarnation's keeping it.
No, shoot. What's the use of kidding ourselves? I tried it all yesterday, time after time, and it won't work. That crook Flint's got it, Mr. Winterbottom. He's framed us. That's what he did. Framed us. Work that darn letter.
No, listen. In just a couple of minutes, you got to go out there. You got to face a whole crowd of people. Do you want them to think you're a quitter? Think you're yellow?
No, but...
Well, then you'd better pull yourself together now. Go out there and face them like a man. And if the ding-busted machine won't work, why, take it like a man.
Yes, I guess you're right.
Certainly I'm right.
I will. I'll pull myself together. I will face them like a man.
Yes.
Maybe the machine will work. And if it doesn't, Mr. Winterbottom, Hector Smith will go down smiling.
There, that's the stuff.
Yes.
Why, things look better already.
Yes.
And they'd look a darn sight better yet if they're going to get here with that powder. I can't figure what... Oh, no, that must be him getting here at the last minute as usual. Yes, I'm coming.
You've only a minute, Seth. Better get out here.
Yes, Judge, we'll be right out. Come on, let's get on with going to this machine.
But the powder, it's the cinch. It can't work without the powder.
Oh, darn Eb anyhow. Darn his hide. Yes, we're coming, I tell you.
Oh, gee whiz. Everything goes wrong.
Now, wait. Don't go getting weak-kneed again. Yes, I said we were coming. Come on, roll the machine over. I'll hold the door open.
All right. Had a darn hard time getting through the crowd.
Well, get in here. Darn your eyes, get in here. Yeah. You get that powder?
Certainly I got it.
It's about time. We ain't got a second to lose, I tell you.
2:00, boys.
Oh, yes. All right, Judge, we're coming. Open that door, Eb. Open the door.
Well, I am opening it, ain't I?
Come on, Hector. Roll the machine out.
Hey, pipe the rainmakers!
You people will have to keep quiet. Quiet, please, quiet.
Speech!
Gentlemen, you'll have to keep quiet or I'll have to call an officer. Quiet.
If you want to hear a speech, I'll make a speech. All you people who come out here to jeer at my invention, just remember that any fool can jeer. It takes less sense to criticize than it does to really accomplish something. And there are a lot of dumb clucks in this world making people believe they have brains by going around criticizing. Well, my answer to these critics is this. If the thing you're criticizing is so bad, why don't you do something better?
That's your stuff, Hector. Give it to him.
Look here, Your Honor. Is this a public debate, or are we here to test this machine?
Don't worry. I'm going to demonstrate the machine, Mr. Flint. Now, you people stand back a little, will you, please? Where's that gunpowder, Mr. Winterbottom?
Eb's got it. Now, where in perdition is your... Eb! Eb!
Yeah, what do you want?
Come here, will you? Where's that powder?
I got it right here.
Well, gimme it. Hector's waiting for it.
Well, please. Take it. Come. Take it.
Here you be, Hector. Here's the... Oh, darn you, Eb. Darn your ornery hide, you...
What's the matter?
This ain't gunpowder.
It ain't.
It's bug powder.